Ecclesiastes 10. Dead flies cause the oil of the perfumer to produce an evil odor. So does a little folly outweigh wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yes, also when the fool walks by the way, his understanding fails him, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rises up against you, don't leave your place, for gentleness lays great offenses to rest. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, the sort of error which proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in a low place. I have seen servants on horses, and princes walking like servants on the earth. He who digs a pit may fall into it, and whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever carves out stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits wood may be endangered by it. If the axe is blunt and one doesn't sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But skill brings success. If the snake bites before it is charmed, then there is no profit for the charmer's tongue. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but a fool is swallowed by his own lips. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also multiplies words. Man doesn't know what will be, and that which will be after him, who can tell him? The labor of fools wearies every one of them, for he doesn't know how to go to the city. Woe to you, land, when your king is a child, and your princes eat in the morning. Happy are you, land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. By slothfulness the roof sinks in, and through idleness of the hands the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes the life glad, and money is the answer for all things. Don't curse the king, no, not in your thoughts. And don't curse the rich in your bedroom, for a bird of the sky may carry your voice, and that which has wings may tell the matter. Ecclesiastes 11. Cast your bread on the waters, for you shall find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, yes, even to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall be. He who observes the wind won't sow, and he who regards the clouds won't reap. As you don't know what is the way of the wind, nor how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, even so you don't know the work of God who does all. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening don't withhold your hand. For you don't know which will prosper, whether this or that, or whether they both will be equally good. Truly the light is sweet, and it is a pleasant thing for the eyes to see the sun. Yes, if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from your heart, and put away evil from your flesh. For youth and the dawn of life are vanity. Ecclesiastes 12. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun, the light, the moon, and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look out of the windows are darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the street, when the sound of the grinding is low, and one shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Yes, they shall be afraid of heights, and terrors will be on the way. And the almond tree shall blossom, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goes to his everlasting home, and the mourners go about the streets. Before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the spring, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. Further, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered, sought out, and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written blamelessly, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and like nails well fastened are words from the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Furthermore, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. This is the end of the matter. All has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, with every hidden thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. The Book of Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Beloved, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Your oils have a pleasing fragrance. Your name is oil poured out. Therefore the virgins love you. Take me away with you. Let's hurry. The king has brought me into his rooms. Friends, we will be glad and rejoice in you. We will praise your love more than wine. Beloved, they are right to love you. I am dark but lovely. You daughters of Jerusalem, like Kedar's tents, like Solomon's curtains. Don't stare at me because I am dark, because the sun has scorched me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me keeper of the vineyards. I haven't kept my own vineyard. Tell me, you whom my soul loves, where you graze your flock, where you rest them at noon. For why should I be as one who is veiled beside the flocks of your companions? Lover, if you don't know, most beautiful among women, follow the tracks of the sheep. Graze your young goats beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared you, my love, to a steed in Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. Friends, we will make you earrings of gold with studs of silver. Beloved, while the king sat at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh that lies between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En-Gedi. Lover, behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are like doves. Beloved, behold, you are beautiful, my beloved. Yes, pleasant, and our couch is verdant. Lover, the beams of our house are cedars, our rafters are firs. Song of Solomon, Chapter 2. Beloved, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Lover, as a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Beloved, as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banquet hall. His banner over me is love. Strengthen me with raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left hand is under my head. His right hand embraces me. I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose or by the hinds of the field, that you not stir up nor awaken love until it so desires. The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping on the mountains, skipping on the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young deer. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He looks in at the windows. He glances through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, Rise up, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens her green figs. The vines are in blossom. They give out their fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. Lover, my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places of the mountainside, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that plunder the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. Beloved, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He browses among the lilies. Until the day is cool and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be like a roe or a young deer on the mountains of Bether.